Back on a special extended edition of Sports Talk here till 9 o'clock this evening as we're broadcasting live from Yulman Stadium for the Saints open practice in front of fans. The team's return from California getting ready for the preseason finale. Guys, we couldn't wait for, obviously, preseason action to get underway, and now we cannot wait for it to end. And Sunday will be the finale, taking on the Tennessee Titans in the Caesars Superdome. And then a little mini bye like you talked about, Bobby. And then week one, Carolina Panthers. What is that, September the 8th?
Yeah, I have a question for Deuce and Hoss. You know, when I look at the kickoff, and you know, obviously you want to see big plays. You know what I noticed with the coverage units, and I heard a couple of special teams coaches say this. You don't want everybody on the same level because, boy, if you get past that first wave, you might take it to the house. That you have different levels that when you're trying to cover the kick, but you're not all like hell-bent for leather all coming up. Deuce, have you
– Well, no, you still have your lanes. You still have your lanes, and so what the Saints like to do outside is they'll switch, I call it still number one and two. So number one, he may be the first guy down,
right,
or at least the first guy there. His responsibility, they will switch. You have contained, number two goes to the ball.
Oh, okay, that makes
sense.
Yeah,
and so they will switch it. Now, inside, those guys are probably a little heavier, little bigger as far as the guys that are it's normally the four and five.
It's almost like the old wedge.
Yeah, it's
like
the old wedge.
Yeah, yeah.
But the problem is since there are no more wedges, I don't have to have heavier guys.
Gotcha.
But I still may have a linebacker or a tight end that can run.
Yeah, no guy more thicker.
A guy that's been doing it, Isaiah Foskey and Peyton Turner. Both of those guys have.
Well, they got to do some part.
But you don't have the numbers. That's what I'm saying. So
yeah,
they end up.
That's not why they're doing it.
You end up. Why? That's how you end up on that special teams because you don't have. You only have, you know, what,
yeah.
40
who's active in
the
game
you
day.
You
yeah.
only have, what, 46 guys active, and you can have an extra with the quarterback, the number three quarterback now, but he doesn't count against that.
Number. We'd all have an opinion of this. I like what Hoss said. To me, the NFL owners and all, come on, they're making bukus of money. If you have a 53-man roster, why do you got to make anybody inactive? I think you should have 53 players available game day. I mean, is that better for the fans, a better product? It helps the coaches. It helps everybody out.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I don't know.
It does help, but in some contracts.
Yeah, no, the money.
In some contracts, even though most players do get paid because you are on a game day roster.
Right.
If you are not active for game day, some contracts, your pay will be a little bit less.
Yeah.
And that's just how some contracts are. And so a certain player, you know, you look at his contract and in that fine language and in that language in the fine print, it is literally there that, hey, you know, you have to be active to be able, well, the Chase Young deal.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost every game he's active, he's getting for sure $600,000.
The Chase Young deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's not like you're not going to cut him. I mean, like you talked about, if he's available all games,
yeah,
you're not going to cut him, but, you know, he may have an injury. And so he's not up this week.
Yeah, so you ain't got to. So it's in his best interest to always be active. Then he really gets paid, and then he can parlay that if he produces.
There you go. But I mean, he's been producing in practice.
Yeah.
It just has to translate to the games.
So now I was just talking with Jay Roman. We love Jay. Don't y'all love Jay? Jay's so old school. You know, everybody's been around with the Saints. Look at Jay. He looks the same forever. He doesn't age to me.
Younger.
When I look at Jay and he's telling me, he always gives me a heads up. He goes, oh, yeah, we're doing on special teams. But you know how they're going to throw a bone to the fans? And the Saints' offense has been highly competitive. I think both offense and defense, but the offense, the quarterbacks, two-minute. Two-minute offensive defense. Can you stop them? Or can we score? Deuce, the way Jay was telling me, we're going to finish practice that way. So I'm excited about that because that's one thing. Look at the first game with the Cardinals. Right before the half,
yep,
or right at the end of the game.
Getting the field goal range, right?
And I'm not talking about even Derek Carr. Jake Haener, Spencer Rattler, both getting it done. Now, the last game against the 49ers, Jake Haener didn't get it done. Remember I was watching the game with you? I thought, no, we're going to score. We're going to win this game. Jake Haener, but he got down to the 23-yard line, but we couldn't score. You know, but that you need to be in those situations. How do you close out a half and a game?
Bobby, where's 98 at?
He's right there in the
middle of the field.
Middle,
the
yeah.
That they're working
still,
on kickoff.
Right, they're still doing kickoffs.
Yeah, still doing kickoff. You know, that's another thing with that. I'm glad you brought up Peyton Turner.
Well, I just told you that. I mean,
he's talking about those guys that would be in those situations.
In those situations. He's your fourth or fifth defensive end, but you this is how you get on the field. You have to be able to play.
Oh, now that was a good kick. The miscommunication back there.
So there's landed in between Samson Nakua, that's the new DB. Caleb DeBent.
But also, when you think about, I want your opinion on this. Two guys, considering where we drafted and what they've done. I look at Isaiah Foskey. Did that dude even play at Notre Dame, or is that an imposter?
Surprisingly, the school's record holder.
He was the guy
is mind-boggling.
That you said was the greatest pick ever because Brian Brazee was the worst pick ever? That guy? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's eating a lot of crow there. That's eating a lot of crow there.
Because
I can tell you, Isaiah Foskey, they're not like the guy that played at Notre Dame to set all those records. Now, to me, you know why I'm encouraged about Peyton Turner? Is that he's beating his man or he's beating the double team and he's getting there. Now you got to finish. You can't be like in practice because you can't hit the quarterback. Oh, I would have got him. I'd have got him down. No, it's tackle football. You're in the game. You got to get the quarterback down. Deuce, how did he not have two sacks?
Bobby, this may be the 2 minute right here.
Okay.
Yeah, they're about 30 minutes away from the end of practice.
But Deuce,
matter of fact, this is 2 minutes because it's 1:58 up on the clock.
Okay, is it a situational score?
But Deuce, you trying to change the subject? How did Peyton Turner get two sacks in that 49ers game?
Bobby, I said it on air. I talked about it on air. One, you lost contain, and then the other part of it is you let the guy get outside of you. You've got to keep it inside. I'm going to force the help. I may not get the initial sack and maybe a half sack, but I'm not going to let you get outside of me.
And he's in right now.
Come on, Peyton Turner, get a sack for us.
With Cam Brian Brzee and Granderson.
So they're in NASCAR.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd be interested.
So there's 158, Carr, red jersey. They're starting on the 30, their own 30.
Screenplay. Oh.
Fell down, popped back up.
Six yards.
So this is kind of what Jay was talking about, how they're just, you know.
That was Jordan Mims. He just slipped up. That could have been a good play. I think
we don't know if they have
yards.
Timeouts. Do they typically have timeouts in the situation? Yes.
Well, the clock's running. The clock's running. Yep. 139.
Yes, normally have one timeout.
I'm surprised. I can't get to a scoreboard if they don't have a score up to like what the situation is.
Hey, Chris Olave got to catch that. Come on, dude.
I don't see it, so I don't think it is.
Stop clock to 132. That would have been a first down if Chris Olave dropped the ball.
It looked like it was going to get picked off, too, I thought.
Once he tipped it up.
Yeah,
it was going to get picked once it got tipped.
Yeah, it went through Chris Olave's hands. Come on, dude. Be number one. True number one. I mean, I think Chris Olave could be everybody's number two. To say he's number one in the NFL, I don't know.
He's our number one.
He got 1,000 yards receiving. So what? You play 17 games.
This is where this team does not want to be. 3rd and 8.
Oh, that was a good play. Good play, Chris Olave.
There you go. He heard you.
Back shoulder to the far side. First down.
That was a dart by Derek Carr. That was a nice play.
Get a little amped up here.
Stops the clock at 126.
Move the chains. So we responded 3rd and long, and we got the first down.
Down to 126 on the clock.
Well, we got Taysom in the slot. That'd be interesting.
Two right, two left.
1 and 12.
Yep. Morrow comes to the near side. Now 3 stacked. Carr throws far side. Complete. Steps out of bounds. Jordan Mims.
Short little gain.
You go back to 11 personnel. Nope. Stay in 12. Defensively, do they change or do they stay nickel?
I don't remember seeing any changes.
It looks like they made no substitutions.
No.
Who are the safeties defensively?
Tyron and I think Jordan. I can't see. He's horizontal to me. I can't see.
Jordan Howland. Yeah,
I think
it's Jordan
Howland. Tyron, yeah.
Yeah.
Pass to the far side. Complete to Taysom.
Yeah, pick it on Jonathan Abram. That was a nice play. That was a 7-yard gain.
That's not nickel. That's dime then.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, now this is interesting. 31, minute 17.
Yeah, Abram Alante and Rajon Wright, and that would probably be Shamar Jean-Charles on the other side.
Yeah, but you got three safeties in. That's dime.
Right. I was just calling out people.
No, you're fine.
You got Jonathan Abram in the linebacker position in the box.
DeMario's in.
At midfield here.
And you got Cam in the NASCAR here.
Snap. Card looks down the sideline. Got Jordan Mims. Did he come down with it? They're saying yes, a catch.
Wow.
DeMario Davis is on him. But
that was a great catch by Jordan Mims. That was a bad pass by Derek Carr. Throw it out in front of him.
No, he's lobbing it up.
But he got to throw it further. I mean, come on. He would have been wide open. I mean, he had a step on him. That was good by Jordan Mims to me.
Right back to Jordan. Oh, right back to Jordan Mims.
Oh, they're still going to run the clock.
Rajon Wright was saying
he was going lateral.
Yep,
he
did. So the clock does run.
He was going lateral. He wasn't going vertical.
But the Saints have moved it down against the Saints. Of course, we understand that, to the 27. Second down, 10. Carr rolls, fires back shoulder, incomplete near side.
Who's on the coverage there?
Should be right.
Rajon Wright.
Yeah. It looks like Cedric Wilson. He went out of bounds. Come on, dude.
The car was looking for something. I don't know if he was talking to Cedric or the official. We had Dennis Allen on the offensive side.
Call pass Rizzi. Interference.
Yeah, they did.
Interference? Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Now that call was made by Rizzi.
Yeah, the officials don't have flags,
right,
though.
He's just telling people what happened. So Rizzi dropped his hat. And he's going over to talk to Dennis.
We got first and goal at the 9-yard line.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, after the penalty.
You mentioned Cedric Wilson Jr., a guy that we're hoping can
he's
take
an
that
NFL
number
receiver.
Three wide receiver
yeah,
spot.
No, no.
On
he,
spot.
He, like, yeah. he can make a bunch of teams. Yeah, feels and, like and, yeah.
Oh, he was with Miami. He's made some plays
before. Exactly.
So.
He can also throw the football. I see something in the offense, a little new arsenal.
That's a throwaway.
Yep, Carr throws it away. Live to fight another day.
24 seconds left on the clock.
Poet. I didn't know it. I'm sorry.
No, that was good. That was good, Hoss.
It's getting late.
I'm on West Coast time.
I took the red eye after the game.
Hoss, you can burn the candles at both ends. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, you were in a hurry to get home.
I had to come to work. But, yes.
I don't blame
my lovely
you.
Wife.
Yes.
Who became a U.S. citizen today.
I saw that. Congrats to her.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
What was your? I thought your
she
wife
was born
was
in Canada.
Oh, wow.
But she's lived here almost her entire life. But today
awesome.
Became a citizen. Took the oath.
Spike it.
Jordan Mims caught over the middle. And then
stumbled and just short
stumbled
of the goal
about, line. Yeah, short second, of the goal
second
line.
Time he's failed.
Timeout. They had a timeout.
Third down. He can't spike it.
Yeah, that timeout. They had a timeout.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. I'm sorry. I can't. We're.
Well,
I'm,
yeah, it's
I'm
like
leaning out over Bobby's head.
Yeah, we can't see the down. down like, the distance, we couldn't see.
It's like 3rd and 2, and the Saints utilized their timeout.
Saints radio testing out a 4-man booth.
So we're going for it right now. If we don't score, we got 2 downs to make 2 yards. Come on.
Well, I mean, but what is the situation?
3rd and 2.
No,
no
I'm saying,
right here.
Do you need a field goal?
Right.
Or do you need
I don't know.
I'm assuming they.
We need a touchdown, Deuce. I think. But we don't need no damn field. We got to score a touchdown.
Let's just assume.
18 seconds. Who is assuming, yeah, a touchdown.
Carr out of the shotgun. Taysom and Cedric Wilson line to the right. Throws it across the middle. Touchdown.
That would have been a hello hit.
Yeah. Ooh.
I don't know if he would have held on to it.
Foster Moreau caught it in the end zone, and he was going away from, towards the other sideline. They had a safety there.
That was a linebacker. That would have been a hello hit.
He'd have got tattooed. Now you got to hang on.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if he holds on to it.
Yeah. Listen, what was the game he didn't hold on to it? The Titans?
Yeah, the Texans.
Jaguars. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, the Jaguars. Listen, that could be – that's how this team's going to be this year. Do you make that catch or you don't? That's whether we win or lose.
That's 7-10, 10-7. You could do it 4 times a year.
Exactly.
Lining up for the extra point. Kick is away and good.